All right, we hear you. You've told us that you're getting way too much of this.
Why is Bruce Rauner trying to spread outright lies?
First Blagojevich, now Quinn. Can we afford four more years?
And you're not getting enough of the facts. So I'm here to help you study up for the midterms. Midterm elections, that is. Let's start with the state budget. You may have heard it's in a bit of trouble. For example, the state's backlog of bills is estimated at more than $4 billion. So how does Governor Quinn want to start paying that back? Well, he wants to maintain the income tax where it is today, at 5%. Here he is in the last governor's debate.
I have the courage to tell people what they need to know in Illinois. We've got to use our income tax revenues in a proper way to make sure we have good schools.
Meanwhile, Bruce Rauner insists if elected, he'd roll back the income tax. He didn't give us a number, but his campaign literature says he'd like to get it down to 3% over the next 4 years. To get more money, he said in the first debate that he'd change the way we do taxes.
And the biggest reform being becoming a pro-growth state where growth generates the tax revenues.
Speaking of money, next up in our study guide, the minimum wage. I asked both candidates, would you raise the minimum wage? If so, by how much and when? Rauner says, yeah, he would, but it would have to be phased in. And there'd also need to be some changes to things like workers' comp to bring down employer costs. And he'd support a national minimum wage increase too, though he didn't give us an amount or a when. All right, Quinn's turn. Yes, he says, he's currently working to raise the minimum wage to at least $10 an hour. Next up, education. For this portion of our study guide, I'm in Chicago's North Lawndale neighborhood. It's a community that's seen both neighborhood school closings and charter school openings. On charter schools, right now, there's a limit on how many of them can be opened in Illinois. Rauner says he'd throw out that limit, as charters are an important resource for parents that are looking for better education options. But Quinn says he'd keep the limit, and he'd evaluate charters' impact on school districts before he allows any more to open. I figured this is a pretty complex issue, so I've got our education reporter, Becky Beebe, right next to me. Hey, Becky.
Hey, Lauren. So the cap right now is 120 charters statewide. That includes networks of charter schools. So we actually have more than 120 charters in the state because in Chicago, we have networks of charter schools and they operate under one single charter. But here's the thing about those charter school caps. We're not really even close to that number. So regardless of if Rauner lifts it or if Quinn doesn't lift it, there's still a lot of room to grow in the charter sector.
Thanks, Beck.
Thanks.
All right, one last topic. You didn't think you were going to escape without a pensions primer, did you? The candidates are at odds on this one. Quinn says the reform bill he signed is the best way out of the state's pension mess. It raises the retirement age and cuts benefits for certain workers. Rauner? He says that bill Quinn signed won't likely survive a constitutional challenge. And if it doesn't, he thinks Illinois should move to a new defined contribution system, like more of a 401k style. But both of them say they're waiting to see what the courts do decide about the plan Quinn signed. All right, pop quiz. Which candidate wants to raise the minimum wage, but with a few strings attached? Which candidate wants to keep the state cap on charter schools? Does Rauner or Quinn support a 401k-style pension plan? Don't worry. If you don't remember the answers, you can refresh yourself on where the candidates stand on these and other issues at WBEZ.org. The polls open Tuesday. I'm Lauren Chulgen.